Can I just read this quick thing from this this website that they linked about the intelligence things? Does intelligence exist at all? Maybe it doesn't.
What? What? Our heads are full of fucking water and steam, and that's how thoughts are made.
If there's one thing that we've learned from doing this podcast, it's that that might be true.
I mean, no, it's true, but not in the way they're implying.
Credit the PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale podcast. The snakes in the bulb tonight are Shell Game.
If the post was called Why Black People Should Be Banned from All Public Spaces, and the reasons would be like blacks should be banned from weddings, no one should have to see me fuck on their special day, it would cause major controversy and rants, but it's about children, so it's not.
Jesus Christ.
Sherman Tank.
Adult privilege is being free to choose your own interests and passions rather than having your parents decide what your interest and passion should be. For example, forcing your child...
Leviathan!
Okay, adult privilege is... If I do something illegal, I'm not shamed by the media as a reflection on my generation! Millennials. Fucking millennials.
And Amelia Blank. Jesus Christ, this blog is pathetic!
That is a level of self-awareness that is for sure not reflective.
Hi, credit.
Hey there.
Hi, Amelia.
Do you guys realize that you have privilege?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I do.
I'm a white male, so yes.
I mean, a privilege over children?
Oh, I do, because I'm a teacher.
Oh, wow. Then you're not going to like this episode. Today, we're going to be looking at a dumped doc by Cheapskate that was added on to by Shell Game. It's about adult privilege.
This is a joke, right? I mean, this is like one of those things people made up to troll Tumblr or something.
That is something that a privileged adult would say.
This sucks.
You don't understand the struggles of children. Yeah, you haven't been a child for like 100 years, Sherman.
I think it's a little less than that, but, you know,
no,
right,
it's 100.
Fair enough.
I think I understand the struggles of children better than children do. I have my degree
that's
in it.
That's another example of adult privilege.
Fuck off.
You'll be surprised to know that a lot of this is from Tumblr.
No.
Of course it is.
But to begin with, we're going to head to schoolsurvival.net.
Ugh, fuck.
They have a list of examples of how adults have privilege, but I'm going to read this little introduction by Sophie. Hi, I'm Sophie, semicolon.
Hi, Sophie.
I've been around in YR for a while. That's
what is
youth rights.
Yep.
Fuck off.
It's pronounced your.
I've been around in your for a while. You can find me on NYRA.
Naira.
What's that stand for?
National Youth Rights Association?
Oh Jesus God. Christ.
Or National Youth Rifle Association, I can't tell.
Yeah, well, both of them are equally bad.
Mm-hmm. And more recently, Snipe Me.
Wow.
Oh God.
What the fuck?
But unfortunately...
Sucks.
Okay, unfortunately, I only recently discovered this place. If only I knew about it when I was still in high school. I actually took this CHSPE and withdrew only a month or two before I would have graduated so that I could use a higher GPA for college scholarships. But anyway.
Okay.
End of sentence.
Is this still parenthetical? Okay, yes.
Yeah,
great.
It is.
It does end. It just hasn't ended yet.
Yeah, there's just
I
a
just thought
lot.
I should introduce myself before I make a post. End parenthetical. This is something I started. New parenthetical. And lots of people have contributed
Jesus
to.
Jesus Christ.
End of the parenthetical, I guess. On the NYRA forums. Oh, God, there's NYRA
forums. Hey, has this person ever heard of, like, commas?
Well, there's plenty of commas. They're just using them inside the parentheses. Okay, and I think this would be a good place for it, too. This is the unrevised version. Good. Who needs that? Jesus. And it's still a work in progress where I just add everything people say.
Well, revision is something that they make you do in what? School.
Yeah.
And where is school? A place where adults make kids do what they don't want to do.
I mean, you're joking, but...
I'm not. I'm entirely serious.
I don't like this character.
Eventually, it should probably be organized into a similar themed points. Was this ever happen? Did anyone ever organize this?
Well, they numbered it.
It looks like it was never edited, so no.
So suggestions on how it should be sorted are also welcome. I've seen a lot of really good pieces on privilege demographics as it relates to various forms of prejudice, like cisgender privilege and neurotypical privilege.
About to fuck someone up.
Which relates to self-advocacy in autism and other psychological conditions.
You don't actually know what those words mean, do you?
It's about time. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, no, this is a perfectly feasible and inoffensive application of those terms.
Yeah.
It's a good comparison. This is good.
It's about time there was...
Is it too early to be mad?
No.
You were
mad going
good,
into this.
Great, sorry. Great.
It's about time there was an exploration of adult privilege.
Oh,
I started
Jesus.
A list on the... Okay, so this... Now it's brackets... Start a list on the morning of May
24th. Why?
She's trying to conserve her parentheses, so she had these brackets there.
Maybe she should have stayed in high school for, like, that two remaining months, because Jesus, fuck.
Why was she so concerned that her GPA was about to plummet for some reason?
Probably because she flunked all her classes to stick it to the adult man. What are you...
But I want to ask here, what else do you think should be on this list?
Nothing.
Note, items 1 through 34 were written from the perspective of a United States citizen. Therefore, some specifics may apply only to the U.S. or be somewhat Eurocentric.
But
please feel free to
comment.
The U.S. comment.
Is not in Europe!
Yeah,
well,
I think
they mean in general.
She didn't take the last 2 months of school, so she didn't learn that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I can see why she wanted to get out of school before her GPA plummeted. Whoa, Nelly.
The kid I was cheating off of got transferred.
To, like, Europe, and that's, like, across, like, the Atlantic
or
something.
I get what she's trying to say in that America...
Yeah, no, I do, too.
It's just...
I do, too, but it's phrased,
she should
like,
have said Western perspective.
I just don't feel like giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Please feel free
that's
to comment on international differences.
Oh,
and if you suggest additions to the list, it would be convenient to identify your country of residence. Thank you. End a parenthetical, start a new one.
There's more parenthetical than there is actual text.
I always work harder on things I'm going to get no academic credit for. Shrug.
Pish posh. Submit this for your college thesis, young lady.
Alright, so I think we'll just take one at a time. So I think we'll start with Shell and then Sherman. Lisbiathan, and then me, and then we'll just keep going. And then we'll stop whenever we're mad.
Well, we're gonna have to stop on the third one, because...
As an adult/parent...
My preferences and prejudices become values. They must be respected, and they better not be questioned, especially not by my children.
Yeah, that's right, Mom. I want to eat ice cream for breakfast. I'm an adult.
I actually did that in college.
Not gonna lie.
Kinda sucked, actually.
As soon as I was able to do that, I ate ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah, you do it, like, for a month, and then you're like, oh, this is actually really terrible. I keep throwing up ice cream all the time. Oh my god.
Well, number two, what I say goes. It doesn't really matter if I'm right on any universal level. I think I'm right and I make the rules. If someone
we all agree that there are universal truths.
If someone makes an irrevocable argument against me, I can do any of these things. Parentheses, insert how to discount someone else's argument here.
Any of these things, no list of what these things are.
Yeah, hold on.
And if they are... A/my child, I don't even need to. I can just ignore them because I have the power to make decisions and run the household however I see fit, regardless of what the affected people say.
Because
here's another juicy parenthetical.
Oh, good.
Here we come to one main your tenant, colon. Oh, no, you do not have the right to raise your children however you want.
What?
Not if it's taking away their own wishes into account. Not if it's not taking their own wishes into account.
Oh my god.
Ruining people's lives is never a right.
Yeah, okay.
I think you'll
great.
Find actually it is, unfortunately.
Have you met Capitalists?
Oh my god, there was literally a Supreme Court case literally about kids' rights. I hate this.
And that's what it does, because the world is so badly designed that if you don't pursue your dreams beginning from childhood, you're going to miss the most important chances to mold your life around them. End parenthetical.
Wow, someone's got parent issues, huh?
Okay. Yeah, we all do.
What was that sentence supposed to mean? Because I don't know what it was. I read it and I don't know what it means.
I think they're mad that you have to, like, plan for your future. But that's an adult right or something?
You have to, like, learn and practice things to be able to do them well? I mean, that's just bullshit.
Yeah.
I hate that they're not looking out for my own interests by looking out for my own interests.
I read mine, and I'm not very happy about what I'm about to read. 3, I can use one argument to shoot down someone else's, but then go against it the next day, and God forbid anyone, especially children, call me on it, or I will take offense. I don't have to sit here in my own house and be / feel insulted. They do. Okay. We have... Holy
Mother, you come into my house and insult me.
Mother, I live in this house too.
I know it's early to say something like this, but I really like how they don't seem to be aware or, like, mindful of the fact that shitty adults were usually shitty kids like this.
Yeah, right?
Almost like oh, boy. Stupid
teenagers. When talk to these kids 10 years from now, they're like, I think my kids should listen to everything I say. 4. I can speak on my own behalf in public forums and it will be treated as valid.
I think dogs should vote, says the kid. Holy shit.
I think dogs should vote!
I'm just imagining, like, they said public forum, and I'm imagining a kid dressed as an old Roman senator just screaming about bullshit
my
children
citizens!
Things.
Oh my citizens! Susie God. Stole my trike!
Homework, Delendo est!
Oh my god!
4, right. Oh. All right. 5. Others cannot restrict what I can do in my own home, short of breaking the law. If they try, I can object, and others will see my objection as valid.
You don't own the home, you're a child.
The only thing I can't do is commit a crime if I'm an adult.
This is abuse, I scream as my mom takes my Pop-Tarts away. Oh my god. Can you tell I grew up in the 90s? The first thing I thought of was Pop-Tarts. Oh boy.
Mom, you never buy me toaster strudels, asshole!
I want my Dunkaroos, goddammit!
I don't want store brand! We're not poor!
I'm not eating cereal out of a
oh my
bag!
God, Kevin's mom gets him the fresh orange juice. Why do we have to buy frozen?
Oh, boy.
Do they even sell that frozen orange juice anymore?
Yes, they do.
Sherman.
Yes. I can demand that my children treat me with respect, which can consist of anything from tone of voice to unquestioning obedience.
Oh my god.
Because I am an adult / their parent. Respect your elders is a widely accepted value in my society. If they do not, I can accuse them of not respecting tradition, which is also a widely accepted value
tradition.
In my society. At least in elder-younger relations.
What? Okay. What did they do with the word young? Why are they doing this with the English language?
Fuck
Please.
This was obviously written by someone
that didn't graduate
had a firm
high school.
Grasp on the English language.
Yep, that's why they left high school early to maintain that 4.0 GPA.
You can't. You're being such adults right now. It's language drift.
Oh my god.
I didn't expect language drift to involve so many commas and dashes.
Oh boy. Language drift is all parentheses. Oh my god. Okay.
In the future, you won't be able to start a sentence without a parentheses.
Every sentence is in a parenthesis. All punctuation has been replaced by parentheses. It's an Orwellian nightmare.
In the future, all text is just a series of closed parentheses, open parentheses. It's like binary, except, you know, parentheses.
Oh god, no! 7. The generation gap allows me to discount differences between me and parentheses my children by children by turning them into something that the majority of autonomous citizens will laugh at and take my side on. Hey, that's not how you write a sentence.
Also, I think they just described emotional abuse. I think.
Yeah. This is a very confusing sentence, and I see me after class.
Shell, do you know like any like particular like numbers we should jump to? Because there's like 60 of these.
Wow, we what?
I like number.
Well, let's just go through and pick ones that we like, but keep going in order. How about that?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep reading. I'm gonna read number 8 because that's what I was prepared to read. Asking me personal questions, telling me how to dress. I want to wear my Limp Bizkit shirt.
I want to wear my shirt as pants, Mom. It's my life.
I'm wearing pajamas to school all week.
Oh my god!
My computer activity.
Kids actually did that when I was in high school. It was so.
Oh yeah,
stupid.
Me too. Junior year was pajama year.
Pajama year. The year of pajamas. Oh my god.
It's on the zodiac right next to the year of the chicken. And viewing my computer activity is considered invasive to privacy.
What? Why won't you let me look at my porn, Mom?
I think they're saying that the kid can't just go, "What are you looking at, Mom?" Bank statements? I want to see!
Number 9, free and uncensored access to the internet is considered a right!
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
Really
it's not considered a right to anyone.
Have you?
Wow.
I'd like to introduce you to the FCC.
Hey, real quick though, can I just point out that the person that wrote this is probably 18 years old and is legally considered an adult?
Yeah, they did say that they were no longer a child.
Yeah, I could be generous and say they're probably 17.
If they have 2 months left of high school, they're most likely an adult, which makes number 11 and 12 very delicious, considering. Oh, boy.
Why don't you go ahead and let's take 11 and 12. So Sherman, take 11.
I can actually vote on laws and legislators that dictate what I can and can't do.
Also not how the American system works, but okay.
I vote for dictators.
This
post was made in 2011, so this person is like in their mid-20s now.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, this person is a year younger than me? Oh, no.
Do you think they regret this post?
Oh, God, I hope so.
No. No, they don't. There are, like, middle-aged people who make this their hill to die on.
Oh, man, I'm going to click the link and see if the person that made this post is still on School Survival.
This is their only
School
post,
Survival's
actually.
Dead.
Oh, no.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, so there's no one on it. They
this
just
is their
left
only
the
post.
Up.
Where will the young teens congregate now, if not School Survival?
I don't know, like, Friendster?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. I'm just going to read 12 real quick. As a voter, my opinion is automatically important to legislators who rely on my vote. Again, not how any democracy in the Western world works, but okay.
No, this is from a very Eurocentric.
I'm sorry,
view.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. I mean, as soon as people from Flint, Michigan started to say stuff about their water, it got fixed right away.
Yeah, right? Oh my god, number 15 is really good too, because this person is 18 years old!
If I am capable of driving a car, it is legal to take the required examinations to be authorized to drive a car.
What?
If I can drive a car, I'm able to drive a car. Good sentence.
You could also take that test when you're like 15 and a half.
Yeah, you can. It depends on state. That's a state thing.
You still have to learn to drive it.
Number 35.
Oh, boy.
If I am lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, I can be sure that no one is going to belittle or patronize me by telling me it's just a phase, or that I will someday grow out of it.
Number
21. Number 21, the phrase, no taxation without representation, applies to me.
I obviously don't live in Washington, D.C., then.
You don't get taxed when you're a kid, you fucking dummy motherfucking!
I paid sales tax on my Nintendo 3DS.
Number 42. I can swear or dress in secondhand clothes or not answer letters without having people attribute these choices to the bad morals of my age category.
I mean, they do that anyways. Letters?
How old are you?
I think they're like 30, to be honest.
Oh, somebody read 48.
I read 48. People don't use my age group as an insult.
Shut up, child.
Shut up, millennial. Get in the hole.
I think that's exactly what they're talking about, actually. No, I think that's what...
It's always been a thing,
52.
Though.
I will never be forced to go off medication. What?
What?
What? What? What? I think you just live in an abusive home, my dude. Sophie, get in contact with me. You do have rights as a kid. Sophie, hit me up.
51. I expect people to presume intellect and competence with me.
Not if they read this.
Number 59. Oh, if I do something illegal, I'm not shamed by the media as a reflection of my generation.
Wrong. Can I read 56 real quick?
Number 56.
Oh, yes!
No one will force me to eat. I can eat what I want. I will not be forced to either be vegetarian or eat meat. I may or may not follow a religious diet according to my own religious preferences.
I'm a breatharian now, Mom!
can't make me eat broccoli anymore!
Oh my god! Can I read 60?
Sure.
Yeah.
Violence against me is never excused as an acceptable response to an insult, but is considered an assault, my dude. Sophie, yo, what up? It is actually considered assault. Oh my god, they don't know how laws work.
It's also considered child abuse, so yeah. It's actually
no
like
adult
even...
has to have to suffer the indignity of being abused and then told that it was their fault.
Yeah, what's gaslighting?
Number 46. No one will baptize me, try to indoctrinate me into a religion, or force me to attend religious services without my consent.
Yo, the religion you're looking for is Anabaptists, and they are a thing? Oh my
god. Number 31.
I hate this.
I will never have to lie to be allowed on an internet site.
Such a huge inconvenience, holy shit.
I am totally a woman. I'm sharing my email with my boyfriend. I think we could just move on to the first section from Tumblr here. The an adult once told me .tumblr.com.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh wow, this one makes me mad. The first one makes me real mad.
You don't say.
A Wikipedia?
Yeah.
You should just tell us when we find one that doesn't make you mad.
Oh, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Should we go ahead and take Wikipedia?
And then
adult once told me that I could use Wikipedia for school research. He agreed that it was a good resource and the articles gave more detail, but I always kept back after class, so he, the teaching assistant, and my history teacher could patronizingly tell me that how the words were too long for me to understand and I didn't need to know the details.
Wow.
What?
They were both at least 2 feet taller than me at the time. Were shocked as to block the door and wouldn't let me go out for lunch until I agreed not to use it for homework.
Wow, holy shit, a lot of going on in there, huh?
Nice Wikipedia you got there. Be a shame if someone used it in their homework.
Yeah, I'm nerd. Pretty...
I've had this discussion with students before, and you can use, like, Wikipedia to get to better sources, because Wikipedia links this.
Yeah, but boy, then I have to go somewhere else and read that website, and I just wanted to copy and paste.
Did you ever tower over the other person and block them from leaving the classroom?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm 6 foot two, so I tower by default. This kid's a nerd.
Leviathan, why don't you take this next bit?
I just read the title.
The one mentioned oppression against second graders.
Okay. An adult once told me I was lying when I wasn't, and then punished me? When I was in second grade, my circle of friends went through a period of 2 or 3 weeks where we didn't bring our bulky northern winter coats to lunch with us, but instead went to retrieve them from our lockers 50 feet away from between lunch and recess.
Fascinating!
Holy shit, this is great. Riveting stuff. This is actually how a second grader talks, though, just so you know.
This is written with the years of wisdom in retrospect.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man.
They were in fifth grade at this point.
One day, I was about 10 feet behind my friends while retrieving my coat, and an adult lunch aide, that's what they're called, though, okay, stopped me while my friends...
aide, but they weren't helpful.
They're called an aide, but they should be called a problem person.
Feels very much like a thing a second grader would say. The aide asked me what I was doing, and when I told her that we'd been getting our coats between lunch and recess, and that I didn't know there was a rule against it, she told me I was lying.
When did that come up?
Yeah, what? And put me on time out at a desk in the hall with my face to the wall.
Well, I think you're lying too, because she didn't even bring up the rule before you were like, we were breaking rules!
Yeah, guys!
I wasn't moving pills.
Is that what you think second graders do?
Do you not think that second graders do that?
The ones that have connections.
What's second graders? Okay. I sat there through recess and past recess while the same adult forgot I existed. Finally, a different aide noticed me and wondered what I was doing there. The second aide allowed that I probably just forgot about the rule I'd never known existed, which stipulated that students can't go to their lockers between lunch and recess, and finally let me return to class. This child is an idiot.
What? Imagine, this has to be years after this, because...
Yeah.
So, this stuff, like, I have, like, 4 or 5 memories of stuff we through, like, elementary school that young, and they're not that trivial.
Yeah, right? Someone holds a grudge.
Oh my gosh, I don't understand why they brought it here when they could have, like, this was back when there was still a Troper Tales for sadist teacher.
Oh, you're right. Wow. Squandered opportunity, huh?
Okay, I'm gonna read bedtime. An adult once told me that they knew better about my bodily autonomy than I do, and that they were entitled to restrict it. I know how much sleep I need, and now they're trying to dictate when I'm even allowed to be conscious.
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 How many, like, children do you know that, like, know that you need, like, at least 7 hours of sleep?
Are you questioning their bodily autonomy?
Well, these are probably, like, 15-year-olds, so they probably heard that shit somewhere, but they don't believe it.
Broccoli!
What?
Oh, no.
Broccoli! So we were having a family meal, and everyone was having a good time, and after we'd all finished eating under, lowercase I, had left some on my plate. Semicolon. Wait, is that a semicolon? No, it's not a semicolon. Comma. Sorry. Comma, it was just some sides that lowercase I didn't like.
mainly broccoli and carrots. My mother
did leave something on your plate.
That's what I said. My mother questioned me on why a lowercase I didn't eat at all, and lowercase I simply said lowercase I didn't like it. Well, this turned into a scene with my mother repeating the line, "You're a growing boy, you need to eat it." However, when lowercase I pointed out that her and my uncle had left similar amounts, lowercase I was completely dismissed. You can't make you apostrophe R-E own decisions when you're an adult. I was completely outraged, but ate it anyway to shut her up. So the message lowercase I got was that adults got free choice while children get broccoli. Submitted by Patriarchy and Friends.
See, it was actually a purposeful format decision to use the lowercase I because I am not respected as an individual because I am a child.
It's almost like as a person you need to learn to understand that you're going to have to, you know, eat or do something for your own good that you might not like to do.
Yeah. Oh, Patriarchy and Friends Tumblr has been deleted.
Oh, good.
I see there's a sequel to Bedtime.
Take Bedtime 2. I assume it's as good as Godfather Part 2.
Bedtime 1. Well, the sequels never live up to...
Oh, no, it's the Godfather Part 2 of Bedtime Stories.
So it still doesn't live up to the original.
Yeah. I once had an adult tell me that I had to go to bed... When I
said
holy shit, buckle in, folks, wild ride now. When I said I wasn't tired, he forced me into my room and wouldn't let me turn the light on. I was so scared I didn't sleep at all that night.
I like that this is just some random adult.
Yeah, this adult that was just in my
Who
house.
Who are you, mister? Go to sleep!
I'm busy. I'm sorry, I'm imagining like a guy trying to rob their house and...
Honey, it's time to go to bed. Scooting cash off the dresser into a bag.
That was the worst. Bedtime 2 sucks.
No, it was Harry Dean Stanton just showed up at their house and told him to go to bed.
God damn.
I think I'll take the question and then Shell, you want to take the answer from the troll appears?
Okay.
So, an anonymous person asks, adultism? Seriously? I'm also pissed that adults really take me seriously, but that's all going to change when I'm also an adult. Sure. And then I can understand that teens and kids really do look small and dumb in adults' eyes. It's a fact that they're more mature than us and know better. Please don't make up words with ism at the end for everything. That bugs you a lot. Bugs you a bit. There are way more important things in this world.
So yeah, remember, to these brave individuals, that was a troll.
Yeah, wow, we make some good points, troll. They have more life experience. Well, fuck you, troll. Oh my god.
Experience my internet rage.
I'll ignore most trolls, but this ask is well thought out and gives me an opportunity to explore some adultist attitudes you've internalized.
If it's well thought out, it's not a troll!
You'll see how wrong you are. Adultism is temporary, therefore it isn't real oppression. Wow. The systematic dehumanization of youth and trivialization of their problems only lasts for 2 decades.
Oh,
what
yeah.
a wonderful world.
Shut up.
Seriously, though, ask yourself, would you say the same if adultism lasted for 30 years?
Oh my God.
35? 40? But it's temporary. Work then?
I mean,
if not,
it stops eventually, by its very definition, it is temporary.
Do you think the first 100 years you're treated like a dumb kid in Elven society?
I don't like where this line of questioning is going. Please stop reading my fanfics!
If not, why does it apply to 2 decades but not 4?
Because it takes 2 decades for humans to grow into adults biologically?
Does this person know that, like, kid brains are still developing until you're about 21?
Yeah.
That sounds like adultist propaganda.
That sounds like fucking science, imaginary straw child.
I think you gotta give people a little bit of time to develop when, like, a decade ago they just learned object permanence. Object
when they just learned that if you break a graham
didn't learn object permanence until you were 10?
Well, listen, everyone goes at their own pace.
No, I meant like a 12-year-old bitching.
Fair enough.
Oh, so you're saying that just because I don't have object permanence, I don't have rights?
Oh, how'd this computer get here?
And then you cover their eyes and they forget you exist. Oh no! The straw adult I was arguing with.
Oh no, my Mountain Dew's gone. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
I can understand that teens and kids really do look small and dumb in adults' eyes. In fact, it's a fact that they're more mature than us and know better.
Yeah. No.
I am summarily defeated! Yay!
Yeah, what?
Well, adults generally do have more life experience.
More XP, if you will.
Yeah. Or Tilda, life experience, Tilda.
That does not make youth inferior. Even in situations where a particular young person does have more experience, they're often dismissed. That is so fundamentally wrong.
God, Dad, you can't play Minecraft right. Jesus.
Whoa.
If
too real.
If you want to continue this conversation, please do so at my personal blog. Also, parenthetical.
You misread that because it's not at her personal
blog.
Oh,
sorry,
blog.
You're right. Sorry, I'll read it again. If you want to continue this conversation, please do so at personal blog.
So good.
I guess that's a kind of an internet shorthand, I guess. Whatever.
I guess. It's a bad shorthand.
Parenthetical.
Though.
Also, avoid the word defuckmb.
No, I'm gonna start using it more. I'm gonna start using it all the time.
Words related to intelligence are ableist.
Fuck you!
Okay, I'm gonna go to that website just real quick that they link, and I don't think it exists. No, there it is.
I hate people who were like using actual concerns about ableism to dismiss their stupid things. Oh no, I said a word that meant intelligent.
Yeah.
Yep. Look at go to personal blog and
the kids are getting wasted at personal blog.
The rest of this response goes out to the other Anons who are denying adultism. Generally, the asks went, quit whining. There are real problems in the world.
Yeah, fucking asshole.
Damn right there are. Don't you just hate sexism? How teenage girls faced a host of problems, Link, that are related to their age and
the URL you requested could
not
be found.
Okay, that's a real problem, but don't muddle it in with your I can't eat ice cream at fucking 4 in the morning, asshole.
Yeah, also I conveniently forget the fact that once they become adult women that a lot of these things about not being taken seriously still happen, but whatever.
Oh yeah, about that bit.
Don't you just hate transphobia and homophobia? Yeah, me too. That's why I talked about how, you know, my trans or queer identity would totally just be dismissed as a phase. That never happens to adults.
Yeah, holy shit.
And all the challenges faced by LGBT fuck Q plus youth? Key word. Guys, here's your word bank.
Here's the word of the day.
Intersectionality.
You said the word, Pee-wee.
For every ism, there are youth who put up with intersecting oppression.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Shut
no.
up!
No!
The one time someone wants to talk about intersectionality.
This is... you're trying to limit my speech because you're an adult. Ugh.
Yeah, you're right. Get in the garbage can.
No one can dismantle Kyriarchy without tackling
ageism. What the fuck does that mean?
I think it, okay, well, let's go on a magical adventure where I type this into fucking YouTube, or not YouTube, Google.
Type into YouTube and just go quiet and watch YouTube videos.
Hierarchy is a term coined by Elizabeth Schulzer Fiorenza, who is a radical feminist who studies, this is a term that extends a patriarchy to encompass and connect to other structures of oppression and privilege, such as racism, ableism, capitalism, etc.
So it's just the patriarchy. It's basically just the same thing.
It's a word that doesn't need to be used because there's other perfectly good words for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to take sections from adult privilege here. And that's adultprivilege.tumblr.com.
Yeah, so you know it's good.
Oh, thank God it still exists.
Oh, no!
Leviathan, take this picky eater section.
Oh, great. Cool. Picky eaters, great. Adult privilege is being allowed to choose what you eat. I want to eat chicken nuggets all fucking day. This also intersects with thin privilege. Cool, glad that
worlds
happened.
Colliding.
Yeah, great. My dad recently decided that I needed to lose weight and was banned and has
Look,
banned
did you just
that
assume
not...
that they didn't know how to spell?
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. How could I think that dumb children don't know how to spell? Sorry, I'm biased.
You keep calling them children, but I swear this person's probably like...
50? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. My dad!
That's an image. And has banned all food that are not... meat, fruits, or vegetables from her house.
So you just basically no bread? Is that...
Well, no, bread's a fruit, probably.
Yeah, breadfruit.
Yeah.
Only fruitcakes. Fruitcakes and steaks.
Fruitcakes and steaks. I'm an extremely picky eater, and nearly...
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, I know. Wow. And nearly every single food that I'm willing to eat is included in this ban. Let me eat food roll-ups
for
dinner.
Oh, wait, I just noticed. Yeah, I just noticed dairy's not in there. I bet you they were eating nothing but cheese and white bread.
Holy shit, grilled cheese all the time? Yeah, okay, but I'm in.
It gave me back memories around to being really, really, really poor, and that's what a grilled cheese was.
Yeah.
Attempts to eat what's left in the house have ended with extreme nausea / heartburn / other digestive problems. Probably because your tummy's not used to eating fucking vegetables.
Ooh. Well, maybe don't, put... like a bucket of McCormick spices together and then try to spread it on your toast.
Jesus.
The last part.
Yeah, so I've been forced to live on one meal a day, lunch at school.
Jesus.
What?
I hate you so much, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
You're sitting around saying, ooh, I'm one of the unfortunate kids who only gets one meal a day at school. Oh, wow, your family's really that poor? Well, no, but my dad won't buy me the food I like.
And then the poor girl next to you who's like, can't afford to buy the lunch, is like, I'm eating cheese sandwiches again, so...
Oh, I wish I could be eating cheese sandwiches. My dad makes me eat meats and fruits and vegetables. My mom can't afford any of those things. We should trade places, but you'd hate it. And I'd never inflict that on you.
Freaky Friday, except about our diets. While my parents are still able to eat meals out whenever... they want to, something they do increasingly often. Any food I buy...
Because... Yeah. Hey, guys,
can't
you imagine
why they're trying to get away from you, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say that is kind of a dick move, but I understand.
Any food I buy with my own money is immediately taken from me and thrown out without my permission. I bought this entire box of glazed donuts.
Eat that shit on the bus if you're still concerned. What the fuck?
Yeah.
My own money, also known as the allowance my dad gets me.
Hey, maybe don't show your parents, your entire box of cookies or whatever.
Yeah. I wonder if this is how food bloggers are born.
Holy shit. Real quick, though, adult privilege is still updating. Their latest
thing
is from days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Wowee zowie.
So, Sherman, you're going to answer the next question, but I'm going to ask it real quick. I'm Sapaya... Sapaya?
I think it's
secure, contain, protect.
Yeah, it is.
I'm an SCP. I'm an SCP. What age do you think children should have equal rights as parents?
Never.
Everyone should have equal rights. This does not mean that everyone should be treated as if they were exactly the same.
What the fuck?
That's what...
Because some people have needs that others don't.
Like yeah, children. Some people are children.
For example, I need to be hit in the face with a frying pan once or twice.
That's a fetish you have to live with.
Yeah, hold on.
Youth!
Sherman, you're interjecting into the dock again.
You're putting your own fetishes
youth
in.
Youth rights is not just about parents, because other adults have power over young people, too.
Hey, goat. Jump in a fucking lake. You literally just described children.
Oh no, can you believe that some adult just ordered me, a child, to jump in a lake just because they wanted to discriminate against my age?
No, I just want to see you jump in a lake. You look like you could use some exercise, my dude.
I mean, being a teenager is hard, I sympathize, kind of, but no, you shouldn't be allowed to do that.
I'm gonna take conversational privilege.
This okay. is something, you know, guys, I just want everybody to be aware, this is something that hosts have, too.
I don't understand, I do not live with that lived experience, so thus it doesn't exist.
Adult privilege is the power to choose when your conversations with children end.
Oh, no one's babysitted. This person is not babysat before.
As a teacher, no, you don't get to choose.
As a human being, no. You don't get to choose.
Hey, you know what I love hearing about for, like, 10 minutes? Beyblades.
Oh, man!
I have to listen to
lots of Beyblades?
They're still talking about that?
Yeah, no, Beyblades are still a thing. The anime is not a thing.
How?
I mean, if you want to get down into
Beyblades.
Wait, the anime is not a thing, but
no,
the toys are. The toys are?
It's just, you just add attachments to tops. It's...
Yeah.
Seems like it'd be fun.
But the kids... tops are a thing.
Yeah,
the tops are a thing.
Yeah, but the tops aren't made to fight each other.
I am so lost right now.
You could force children to carry out... Oh, what was my voice? You could force children to carry out conversations they'd rather avoid. But as soon as a conversation makes you uncomfortable, it ends immediately.
Yeah.
You have never talked to a 4-year-old where he keeps asking, but why, have you?
Kid walks up. How are you? I'm fine. Do you want to talk about how you should convert to Christianity?
Oh, I don't know what kids you know, but...
How about this one? Are you a boy or a girl?
And then you kick him.
Yes!
Shall yes. take petty nice. Theft.
Alrighty, I'll take petty theft.
What the fuck? Sorry.
Adult privilege is having the option to report crimes like theft or abuse and have the perpetuator punished properly. I cannot even count how many items of mine were stolen or damaged at school by other kids.
I was
beaten several times. Sometimes they injured me so much I bled.
That never happens in the adult life where you try to report someone stealing something and you get beat up.
My senpai beat me and took my cards away.
Sorry, did you say senpai?
My mirror force was in there.
Now imagine that this was done to you, and when you report it, all you get is a play well next time, kids, or you will have to stand in the corner.
I don't know this person.
I had my bike stolen in college, and when I reported it to the police, they said basically, well, there's shit we can do about it.
College kids get stuff stolen all the time. What do you want?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the key word being kids. You see, I have a very complex theory that if you're in college, you're still a kid.
Well, we live in a society where people who are 39 and rich and white get called kids, so...
Yeah.
Google Dan Ninian.
If a crime committed against an adult was ignored like this, it would be outrageous.
Well, okay. They are, and it is.
This child sure...
When it's a child, it's completely okay because they are just playing.
I have literally never told that when I was saying I was being bullied by somebody. They were just playing. No, they didn't.
This is it's another one of those things, it was mentioned on the F+, where these kids are slowly developing a sense of the world around them, but they're, like, stuck in their own head, so they don't know how to express it. So they're discovering that there's injustices in the world, but aiming it at the wrong thing. And
they all think it's, you know, completely directed against them, because,
and
you know,
them alone.
They also think it's isolated and temporary, but nope.
I think also, like, they brought up on the F+1s, what you used to have was the ability to just sort of stay alone with your thoughts and just, like, think about them and not just slap them anywhere and have them there forever. And now kids, like,
yeah,
are just
kids used to like, put it in their diary, their poetry notebook, and then forget about it. And then when they moved out, their parents tossed those things in the trash.
They tossed their children in the trash.
They got to decompress and learn a little more about themselves, but they didn't have to, like, inflict it on the world and then
now
get
we've got,
stuck
like,
at that
social
point.
Networks, and it's preserved forever like a fly in amber.
No, I'm certain kids these days are going 10 years from now to look at how they have notebooks full of ideas that they turned out were really dumb. They still have those.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they're just...
But they also have this.
That's true. Sherman? I hate the Whirlpool washing machine commercial.
Alright.
Wow.
let me see, just, I hate the Whirlpool washing machine commercial!
I wonder why he had to take a moment. It's almost like he had to move his mic
back. I wonder
why
you picked Sherman for this one.
The commercial goes like this: colon, a teenage girl's mom washes her jeans because they were unclean, and the surprised teenage girl goes on a rant about how they won't look new, and they'll shrink, and when the mom explains that they look brand new, the teenage girl continues to complain. I don't know any teenager who does this. Wait, what?
Who complains?
Yeah, never met a teenager.
No teenagers ever complain.
Yeah, whoa.
Also, are jeans looking new back in fashion? I thought looking old, the thing.
Anyway, the commercial is also implying that the mom forced her way into the daughter's room without permission and took their article of clothing, parentheses, which would most likely be in a dresser drawer.
Dare she walk into a room into the house that she owns?
Real quick, though, the dirty jeans would be folded and put in a dresser drawer?
I have dirty jeans, and I just, like, hang them over my desk chair.
I'm confused.
I like my clothes to look nice, but the commercial portrays teenage girls as over-emotional and unreasonable.
Never over-emotional.
I
don't know a single teenage girl that's currently on the internet.
Oh, the lack of self-awareness!
Washing machine commercial, Jesus Christ.
How could they possibly portray them as over-emotional and unreasonable? I hate the Whirlpool washing machine commercial!
It's basically saying that teenagers overreact to little things and it's just ignore-dashable teenage drama!
Oh, what
the hell you say?
Oh my god.
So it's not real, but it's ignorable, and it's bad that you ignore it, even though it isn't real.
I have low cognitive dissonance.
It's ignore-dashable. But anyway, a better way would be to have the teenage girl say, "But mom, the laundry machine ripped apart and faded my last jeans." How the fuck strong is this washing machine?
Yeah,
ripped a pair of jeans to bits.
It's a washing machine built for the Hulk.
What a great way to advertise a washing machine. But washing machine tears up my clothes.
I mean,
it's a literal whirlpool.
I mean, also, they don't mention this in the commercial, but it does also clean knives. It's well known that whirlpools, you can throw your knives in there.
They don't like to advertise that, but you totally can.
You know, you leave your Swiss Army knife in your pants pocket, and it gets a nice clean.
Yeah.
Don't take that to
That's
school.
What they sell those anymore?
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, it faded my last jeans! That's why I've been afraid to wash them!
Oh my god.
Then the mom would explain that they have insert product here and that they were as good as new. Finally,
wait,
the teenage girl would understand.
Excuse me, that sounds awfully adultist there. Why does the mom get to explain that the product is what's going to make it fine? Why does she have to calm her daughter down? Why can't her daughter say, but mother, the Whirlpool washing machine is actually perfectly safe. I have informed you, empowered teenager.
That's a good point! I didn't think about that!
My main problem with the commercial is it's too much like a commercial.
Yeah. Next thing you know, it's gonna show food commercials for like Burger King, where it looks cooked.
Shell.
Something falling down.
Shell, I'm gonna give you a choice.
Okay.
You wanna read the post that Cheapskate has labeled "No beer for you," or the one labeled "Pronoun trouble"?
Ah, pronoun trouble.
Oh boy, don't like that voice. Don't like this post. Don't like the voice. It's all very bad.
Meh.
Oh, Jesus.
Duck season, fire!
I'm gonna go with pronoun trouble.
Alrighty.
Yes!
God damn it.
This won't be infuriating at all.
Adult privilege is the fact that in most languages that distinguish between an informal and formal pronoun. Note, you can do a Wikipedia search of TV distinction for
more
like in-depth understanding of this topic.
But I thought you couldn't use
it's like
Wikipedia.
How they have a formal you and an informal you in Spanish.
Children, parentheses, along with animals and objects, are systematically addressed by adults with the informal pronoun, while most adults expect to be addressed by children with the formal pronoun only.
God damn it, you use the formal pronoun to describe my car. I mean, it's my sex partner,
formal
after all.
Pronoun.
You deserve respect.
What?
What? When?
Adult privilege is the fact that some institutions have actual punishments in place for children who fail to follow this expectation.
What?
Adult privilege is the fact that even among the minority of adults who prefer mutual and formal pronoun use, they still hold power to opt for egalitarian language with children.
What language is this person writing about?
Spanish, Japanese,
Russian.
Adult!
Okay.
There's
calm
basically
down.
A bunch of languages that do have an
informal
but this
you
is written
and a
formal
English
you.
Is my issue.
Yeah, you know that famous English informal formal.
Now well, remember, you know, this is on Tumblr, so this person probably reads a lot of anime.
You read your anime? I must watch it.
No, I read it because sub. You have to have the sub. The dub is
Jesus
terrible.
Christ.
Yeah.
Well,
sup.
Well, we're gonna have this conversation now, I guess.
Okay.
All right, I'm thinking of Mango, aren't I?
Yeah, manga.
I've calmed down.
Yeah, Mango.
Mangoes, yes.
Adult privilege is the "but children are not the equals of adults" mentality that governs this imbalanced pronoun usage across many languages and cultures. Why are children not deserving of the same courtesies as adults?
Because you write dumb shit
like
this.
I think that if you were a kid and you were also teaching math class, I think they would also give you the respect you deserve, I guess.
A kid will never be able to teach math class. Shit's impossible. Oh.
Yeah, a dog will never play in the NBA.
Also, I'm pretty sure that, like, in romance languages, you talk to strangers using the formal two.
Yeah.
The formal one anyway, so this is bullshit.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good post.
This is like somebody, I still think this is somebody who like got confused by like all the honorifics in their manga, so you know, they're just ranting about that, but they don't know what they're trying to say.
This is Biathan.
Yeah.
But do you want to read the one labeled nicknames, or the one labeled Avenged Sevenfold?
I'm gonna have to say Avenged Sevenfold because that's my favorite band. I read the first sentence. Alright. Avenged Sevenfold. Jesus Christ. Okay. A lot of people call Avenged Sevenfold satanic and those people knew nothing about the band, unlike we fans do? Yeah, very good. I hate seeing comments say how they worship Satan, yet the band name comes from the Bible along with some of the lyrics.
Because there's no satanic things in the Bible.
Yeah, I was going to say, Satan's in the Bible. They know that. If you want to criticize someone or something, learn a little bit about before you do. Hold on.
You could just take the exact same thing that someone might write in their student paper in 1979 about Black Sabbath and just replace the name.
Replace Avenged Sevenfold with Dungeons and Dragons.
You can replace it with freaking Motorhead and it would probably be the same.
Oh, is this a different person? Is this just a bunch of people just chatting it? Okay. OMG, yes. Yesterday my aunt threw away all my A7X albums. This is so bad. And DVDs because I was adoring Satan.
Satan's so adorable with his cloven hooves
Oh, I guess this is multiple people, but whatever. Just read the whole thing.
I just really hate that because they're fucking stupid and ignorant. They ruined my whole week.
You're on eBay and buy more DVDs.
Oh boy!
Oh my god! I cannot imagine anything more horrible than having a bad week.
I know.
Yeah. Right.
Wait till you have a bad 4 years, kid.
Your aunt is a fucking ass twit. Which is a very good insult. That's baby's first insult. She should be made to pay for all your CDs that she threw away.
The DVDs she are forfeit.
Yeah, DVDs. Well, I mean, if you have I shouldn't say Avenged Sevenfold. A7X. If you have A7X
Thank
DVDs,
you for respecting the fans.
Yeah, you're welcome. She won't pay shit, and anybody will make her pay because my dad's family... Wait, that's not a sentence. Okay, yeah, anybody will make her pay because my dad's family is obsessed with Catholicism. They're ridiculously stupid. Without any arguments, they start insulting me and Avenged Sevenfold. Just by looking at the album artwork, this is a long sentence. They even wanted to exercise my Avenged Sevenfold CDs and DVDs. Possessive. Ignorant. All right,
Avenged Sevenfold artwork. Oh my god.
Wait, so your copies of your CDs and DVDs are owned by you, but they were originally owned by Avenged Sevenfold?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works. They personally gave them to me. Jesus. Yeah, and then it devolves into adult privilege shit. Okay, so it's fucking embarrassing. Adult privilege is being able to listen to your favorite kind of music without having it be confiscated by other members of your family. If anyone wants to confiscate it, it's be considered theft. And the police would get involved.
Oh, hey, there's a link back to the first thing we read.
I'm just imagining the police showing up. So, ma'am, is it true that you took Steve's Avenged Sevenfold CDs and DVDs?
Excuse me, it's A7X, please.
Forgive me, I'm more of an emo sort of guy myself.
Emo Cop is my new favorite CBS
Emo Cop, doo-doo-doo.
Hello, 911. I need my Avenged. Someone stole my A7X albums and possessive DVDs.
Emo Cop is teamed up with a preppy cop. They fight crime.
Oh. What the fuck?
Yep. Would watch that.
So, official Python chapter says, how do you write healthy parent-child relationships? And Dragon in a Fez replies, this might be more response than you want. So strap in. But interesting, and kind of depressing when you think about it. Fact, there have been a bunch of research studies where parents have been asked what they think makes a healthy parent-child relationship, and they tend to, not answer the actual question because they think that they're being asked what good parenting is, which is not the same. So they talk about things like helping kids with homework and making sure they eat well. Fuckers.
Bastards.
Fucking assholes. Children, on the other hand... This lowercase children. On the other hand, usually respond to the same question with stuff that's literally just the definition of a healthy relationship, generally, because all relationships are the same. Affection, honesty, respect, spending time together, sharing interests. I don't like starting sentences with a cackle. In the
I love sharing interests with my parent, you know?
We both love kickball.
I don't think kids play kickball anymore.
They do. They're required by law.
And I tell you, I did watch a lot of college football with my dad, so, you know.
Well, yeah. And the real kicker is, objectively, we know that kind of stuff that actually has a much better impact, not only on whether or not the relationship is strong and positive, but also the kid's overall happiness and psychological health.
But what isn't important is eating well and doing your homework. Okay.
So if you want to want a character who's really intent on being a good parent, TM, I guess, that's the first thing that's capitalized, you have them putting massive effort into making their kid grow up right, worrying about shit like if they have the right friends. And they're spending enough time outside. But if you want to make a good relationship, just make parent and kid laugh together and respect boundaries and be emotionally supportive like you would when writing a solid pair of friends or a romantic couple.
Fuck you.
So if you want to write a parent and child, just write them like a romantic couple.
Also, what's incest? Oh, wow, I've just discovered
my
you're
fetish. A Supernatural fan, aren't you?
So what did we learn?
I hate kids.
Teenagers are fucking stupid.
Yeah, I feel like most people knew that.
I mean, it's not so much that I learned it again, it's just I had it reinforced.
I learned that apparently oppression is just being told to eat your broccoli.
Yeah, the height of oppression.
That's what I learned from that one episode of Powerpuff Girls.
I know at least one former president would agree with you.
And I think the current president?
I mean, it's not so much. I think this episode is one of those cases where we didn't so much learn something new as just, and this has happened in quite a few episodes, is that we just had something we already knew reinforced, which, again, is it?
Yeah, that children are oppressed by adults. Yes, we did have that reinforced.
Well, no. No, stop it.
That's adult privilege, being able to stop a conversation.
Yeah, you're right. I'm stopping it now.
And if you'd like to stop a conversation, you can go to Ballpit, BALLP.IT.
And if you want more of my host privilege, you can go over to THEFMIN.US. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/extracredit. I don't know if anyone gives us money anymore, but you can help us with server costs and any fixing of broken equipment or upgrading or whatever. Bye.
Bye.
I hate
bye.
Children.
Bye. Go to bed.
Go to bed. I said go to bed, not go to bread.
My dad only lets me eat meat and vegetables and fucking hate kids.
I can't go to sleep because my A7X albums got thrown out.
How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Harry Dean Stanton keeps telling me to go to bed.
Just wanna be a fool. Just wanna play video games. Everything else is really lame.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh my gosh, you're wearing child face.
Holy shit! Hey, real quick, Shell, what is child face like?
Oh, well,
yeah.
It's like something
should be obvious.
A serial killer, right?
It's when you make yourself up to look like a kid, so you can like get so you can get treated like a kid and put on a little child show.
So a giant lollipop?
Baby?
Yeah. Well, also that. Can we talk about that instead?
No, that's a different episode that we've already recorded.
Ah, shit.
Oh, God.
Can I go back in time and be on that episode instead?
Do you really want to sit through Sissy Kiss again?
Oh, shit. No, I'm good. That's where you went? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a Florida god.